Hyson Developments Inc. has submitted a planning application for the Betts Pool site at 5688 Main Street. The company is seeking official plan and zoning bylaw amendments to allow a 15-story mixed-use building. Their proposal includes 254 residential units, 3 commercial units, and 281 parking spaces. This marks Hyson's second project in the area, following the Ontario Land Tribunal's approval of its contentious development at 5964 Main Street. The proposal will be presented at a public planning meeting on April 2 at 7 p.m. in council chambers. Hyson has returned to Stouffville's Main Street after receiving Ontario Land Tribunal, OLT, approval for its contentious development at 5964 Main Street and 28 Fairview Avenue. Now, the developer has submitted plans for a second 45-meter-tall mixed-use building on the Betts Pool's property at 5688 Main Street. The town of Whitchurch Stouffville defines that height as 15 stories, however, Hyson is proposing a total of 13 floors. The Main Street-facing facade would rise the full 13 stories, stepping down to 11 stories, then 6, as the site transitions to the existing detached homes to the north. The proposed 254 residential dwellings consist of 68 one-bedroom, 152-bedroom, and 36 three-bedroom units. Plans also include 3 at-grade commercial units along Main Street, totaling 611 square meters of commercial space. The site is approximately 1 acre, or just over 4,000 square meters. 52% of its area would be covered by the proposed building, which would have a total gross floor area, GFA, of 20,276 square meters. A key metric for assessing density, the floor space index, FSI, is calculated by dividing the GFA by the lot area. Hyson's proposal for 5,688 Main would result in an FSI of 5.04, higher than the old approved FSI of 4.37 for the site at 5964 Main and 28 Fairview. Council refused Hyson's application for 5,964 Main and 28 Fairview, which is similar in size to 5,688 Main. After Hyson appealed the decision, council and town staff ultimately chose not to defend the decision before the OLT, frustrating residents of the surrounding community. Aside from the proposed height and density, a key concern for some council members was the minimal parking provided in that application. Hyson had offered 1 residential parking space and 0.13 visitor spaces per unit, which was below the town's comprehensive zoning bylaw standard of 1.25 resident spaces and 0.25 visitor spaces per apartment dwelling. In their recommendation report, staff stated there were no significant concerns raised with the lower parking rate. As currently proposed, the 5,688 Main application appears to offer less than 1.096 resident parking space and approximately 0.14 visitor spaces per unit. With 35 visitor spaces included, the total 281 parking spaces result in an overall parking ratio of 1.11 per unit, 26% below the town's parking minimum. The proposed parking allocation consists of 11 surface, 63 mezzanine, and 207 underground spaces. Access to the 2-level underground garage is planned at the rear of the property. Hyson's site plan indicates a 4.05 meters setback from Main Street and a 1.1 meters setback from Palmwood Gate. A 17.13 meters rear setback allows space for the garage access lane, a 253 square meter outdoor amenity area, and additional landscaping between the building and existing homes on Palmwood and Rupert Avenue. Access to the site is proposed from Palmwood at the north end of the property, with a roadway looping through and around the rear of the building. It culminates in a roundabout on the west side, where the lobby entrance would be located. Town staff are reviewing the application and will release a detailed report ahead of the April 2 public planning meeting. That meeting will take place at 7 p.m. in council chambers at 111 Sandiford Drive. A concept plan drawing can be found with the public planning meeting notice. Residents wishing to submit comments on Hyson's proposal prior to the meeting can email clerks at townofws.ca. Randy Barba is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at Bullet Point News Stouffville.